Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are all representing theater at Latitude 58. I've got a full house in the studio today. There's Heather Mitchell, who's a producer and an actor herself. David Brooks, director. Sienna Paddock, a youth actor. Elizabeth DeBartolo, youth actor. And Braden Pearson, also a youth actor. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks so much for coming in today. Well, for starters, who would like to tell me a bit about your company?
I'll go ahead and do that. This is Heather, and I am the producer, and I serve on the board. One of the things that we love about theater at Latitude 58 is we provide what we call a 360-degree theater experience, and for youth and for adults. And what that means is that we want to get our actors and our performers involved in all aspects of stagecraft from an early age. So generally, most of our productions are ages 8 and up, and they range from 8 to certain indiscriminate numbers on the other end. We just stop counting at a certain point. Yes. And not only do we put on at least 3 shows a year, usually a musical in the fall and 2 stage plays in the spring, we also teach our actors about how to do the technical aspects of stagecraft, pulling curtains, learning how to do sound and lights, makeup, costumes. For example, this group of actors did their own costuming workshop for this play, so they all helped create their own costumes and learn how to sew. So that was kind of a special thing for them to be able to do. And we also teach them about how to learn to become directors and producers and stage managers. I have my own associate producer intern this year named Kai, and she's an 18-year-old, so I'm pretty excited about giving that opportunity. So that's what we do, and it's kind of what we are.
Oh, I think that sounds wonderful. Do the three of you enjoy being a part of the productions?
Yeah.
Did you like making your own costumes?
Yes.
Was it difficult?
Extremely.
Very difficult.
Okay, we'll come back to that. So the next play that you're putting on is Olympia Ganza. Am I saying that right?
Well, actually, it's more than that. David.
Actually, it's called Greek Mythology Olympia Ganza.
Gotcha.
And it's a play, basically kind of a rewriting almost of the Greek mythology. Quite a few things all the way from Hercules to the Iliad, from Pandora's box story. There's stories even about the Titans and how the gods originated from the Titans. And it's actually, it's a pretty funny story. It's kind of like if you think of fractured fairy tales from back of Bullwinkle Rocky or even Shrek. It's kind of a retelling in a funny way of all these classic stories.
Oh, it sounds like a hoot. So everybody here is in this one. Braden, let's start with you. Who is your character in the play?
So I am a guy named Joey. I try to arm wrestle Hercules, and I'm also Pollux, one of the Wonder Twins. And I am a Titan and a Trojan. I'm a Titan with 100 hands, and I'm a guy that I'm a Trojan, and I'm a Trojan with one other Trojan, and her name is Sadie.
Cool. And one of your characters has 100 hands. Did you have to make that into a costume?
No.
Okay. That's because that sounds like even more work.
Actually, almost all the actors should say play multiple roles.
Yeah,
some
guess
play
that.
Up to 5 or 6 roles in this play. So it's kind of a it's kind of interesting, all the little changes back and forth that people have to do throughout the play.
It definitely sounds like a fun challenge. Sienna, what's your character in the play?
My character is Pandora. I have a character named Trisha who is King Menelaus' advisor. I'm one of the Furies, and I am a boss who's Hercules is trying to, have an interview for.
Okay.
This
is already sounding super interesting. a little bit different from the usual telling, like you said. And Elizabeth, what is your character?
Well, my characters are harpies, sirens, lonely single woman, Oceanus, Titan, Hera, and Alcmene.
Wow. All three of you play so many different parts. That must be, is it difficult to remember who is who?
Very difficult.
For some people. For me, it's not necessarily.
I'm sure it's a little bit tough for everybody, but that's why you practice, right? Sienna, what's your favorite part in the play?
Does it have to be my part?
No. What's your favorite part
my
of the whole thing?
My favorite part is definitely Orpheus. He's the son of Apollo, and he falls in love with this mortal girl, Eurydice, but their parents don't want them to be together, so it's kind of like a Romeo and Juliet situation. Mm-hmm. I really like Orpheus because he's willing to do anything for Eurydice, and also because he's like emo and like.
Yeah. That sounds pretty cool. Brayden, what's your favorite part of the play?
So near the end, they bring out Green Army Man, and she is kicking them and throwing them. And when she's done with that, she dumps like a little cup of water on her, and she says, "A flood, a flood!" And her glasses fall off, and the narrator too comes in and says if she's okay and if she's on any therapy or anything.
This sounds really funny. Elizabeth, how about you? What's your favorite part?
My favorite part of the play is when Hercules is trying to get a job, but in every scene the narrator too is saying that he destroys everything, and then he is basically saying he says he wants to do a speech about the real him, not like he is the Hulk. But then he... Yeah, and it's really funny.
Cool, cool. Well, those are great previews, great teasers, and don't give too much away. It just makes me want to see the play even more. So good job, and thank you for answering my questions about that. The play is going to be at McPheeters Hall, and it's happening this weekend, starting May 2nd. That's tomorrow. Oh, gosh, that's tomorrow. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
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 And it shows at 7 and 2, depending on the day. I found out all the information on the website for Theater Latitude. Theater at Latitude 58, so that sounds like a good place to go for more information. Do you guys want to say anything else about the details or how to get tickets?
Well, you can go ahead and go, like you said, onto our website at theateratlatitude58.org, or you can go to our Facebook page and look for us there. We are on Vendini, so go to the Jack's website. You can go on there as well as you can buy tickets at the door. Yes,
can I say one thing about the play? In the part that Brayden was talking about how Nerditu was throwing army men around, if any of them, for some reason, end up off stage, the stage is not very high. Please do not take them.
We won't let you guys do all the cleanup,
yes.
And we won't pocket any props.
We'll make sure that gets worked into that pre-show speech, you know, the one about not eating in the theater and not stealing our Green Army men. So we'll make sure that gets in there.
They are props, and we would love to return them to the people that brought them.
Yes, that's true.
Very important stuff. So, very quickly, I know you have another play coming up after this one that you'd like to talk about. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I want to just take a couple minutes and tell you a little bit about Tom Stoppard's Arcady. We're doing this next weekend at McPheeters. So we've got 2 weeks taking over McPheeters Hall. So first we've got our Greek mythology, and we're going to follow that up with Arcadia. And I'm actually not just producing it, I'm actually in the play. And I jokingly have told the cast all production season long, try to come up with the elevator speech. How are you going to explain this play? And after all this time and living in the script, I'm having a hard time getting it distilled down. It's not a difficult play to watch. It's a difficult play to describe. But it's this beautiful beautiful story that takes place in two different time periods in the same country house in England. And it's kind of like, you know, when you talk about a romantic comedy, Boy Meets Girl, except this isn't a romantic comedy. It is a comedy. But it's more like boy meets girl. Boy asks girl to help him forward his academic thesis so he can become rich and famous. Girl tells boy, you need to do more research. Boy doesn't listen. Ghosts from the past show them how they're both wrong. So it's this opportunity to get kind of a look into two intellectuals, two academics that have very strong feelings about, about life and art and literature and fame and success, and to see them kind of spar with each other, and then to see what really happened in the past, the things that they're arguing about.
All right.
So it's a beautiful show. It's next weekend. It'll be Thursday through Sunday. The times will be the same as this weekend with GMO. 7 o'clock Thursday, 7 o'clock Friday, 2 and 7 on Saturday, and 2 on Sunday.
Excellent. Well, thank you for that synopsis. I looked up that play, and so I thought, I read a little bit about it. It is hard to explain, but it's also intriguing, and I like the poster a lot,
yeah,
too.
And if you come to First Friday at Northwind tomorrow, you get to see a selection, and it'll help you.
Oh, great. Everybody, thank you so much for being here today, and break a leg this weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.